It's the Big Boy Sports Recap. Roddy Mike.
Big Boy.
Good grilled cheese today, buddy. Good job. I know you were back there making it yourself, right?
I was not.
What?
I was not. Sorry.
Why not?
I was busy entertaining the customers.
Entertaining? Is that what you call it?
Yes.
It's
people come in with lion's hat, and I said, sir, you have a little bit of dirt on your hat.
Oh, is that right?
Good one!
All right, let's get to this. We got a lot of little stuff to get to. I was going to spend a little bit of time talking about the bowls, but the only one I just want to mention real quick is obviously the Capital One Orange Bowl tonight in Miami. The number 10 Seminoles will take on number 6 Michigan at 8 p.m. on ESPN.
Other Michigan than that, is favored by 6.5.
Yeah, don't care.
Wow. Okay.
Sorry.
What bowl game is Michigan State in?
We're not going there.
Okay, thank you.
God, you're a jerk. You are a jerk. Anyway.
All right.
Red Wings. Huge win last night. Huge.
Derek Crow goes back to his home province of Ottawa.
He is actually from about 20 minutes south of Ottawa in a little town called Perth. Did you see the interview with his grandma, by the way? That was great. You got to see it. Go look it up.
Okay, I will.
But gets the win last night. Anthony Mantha scores the game-winning goal in overtime against the Senators. And it looks like Vanek and Tatar. I didn't see the Vanek goal. I did see the Tatar goal.
Mm-hmm.
26 save for Carell, by the way.
He played good. I thought he played good. He made some good saves.
I thought he did, too. You all right?
No.
You want I should whack you in the back of the head? The back of the back? I don't mind hitting you.
All right.
You okay?
I'm sure you don't. You're really going to want to hit me on Tuesday.
Am I? It's going to be insufferable if something happens I don't want to happen. Okay, anyway, Red Wings at Toronto on Sunday. They're off to Schneid. I got nothing else to say about the game. You?
No, it was a good game, and they won on the road. They're not in last place anymore. Buffalo is now in last place.
There you go. Did you see that the Columbus Blue Jackets have now achieved 14 straight wins? 14!
What is going on with that team? 14 straight wins.
I want to explain something to you. I don't have the exact numbers, but I did quickly glance through an article. This does not happen very often. This is among the hottest streaks ever in the NHL. Ever! The Columbus freaking Blue Jackets, who have been horrible for years, right?
Yeah, what did they do? They passed the Penguins, too. Penguins were in first place almost the whole year, and they passed them last night.
5-3 win against the Winnipeg Jets. 17 is the record, by the way, set by the 92-93 Pittsburgh Penguins, led by Mario Lemieux.
Well, we'll have to keep an eye on that.
14, three away from the record of 17. Blue Jackets next play in Minnesota on Saturday night.
Who is on fire also.
They have 12. Yes. 12 straight wins.
Yes.
Actually, that would be a phenomenal game to watch on New Year's Eve.
Watch, it'll be a blowout.
Okay, other than that, I just want to quickly mention this. Did you see this kid for the Razorbacks who ended his collegiate career abruptly as they were going to play the Razorbacks, Arkansas Razorbacks, were going to play the Virginia Tech Hokies, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the Belk Bowl, right? The Belk Bowl. It's a department store, apparently. Lots of electronic-type items. But they also have other stuff in this department store. They gave them a $450 gift card to spend, each member of each team. Jeremy Sprinkle.
Is that allowed?
I guess so. I mean, I guess so.
Doesn't sound allowed to me. I don't know.
But Jeremy Sprinkle, I'll tell you what he did, is definitely not allowed. He went in and tried to thieve another $250 worth of stuff. Caught. Boom. Done.
Nice.
Nice job.
Sounds like a good idea.
Nice job. Other than that, Lane Kiffin got left behind by the Alabama buses again. Did you see that?
No.
Again.
How do you forget the coach? Come on.
Media day session on Thursday morning. Let's take a break. We'll come back and make our picks and talk about the Lions-Packers ad nauseum. Big Boy Sports Recap. We'll be right back.
Come in from the cold to Big Boy Marquette for a delicious, warm cup of made-from-scratch soup. Pick your cup of made-from-scratch soup at Big Boy. Tomato basil bisque, broccoli cheddar, vegetable beef, cream of broccoli with ham, chicken noodle, cabbage, loaded baked potato, or zesty chicken tortilla. Pair your soup with the perfect half sandwich or petite salad. Come in from the cold to a warm cup of delicious made-from-scratch soup at Big Boy Marquette.
Second half of the Big Boy Sports Recap, presented by
The Doghouse.
Tonight is what's called the Industry New Year's Eve Party, which means everybody that has to work on Saturday night, get to the Doghouse tonight.
Lots of specials. I
was actually invited to come, to bring my mandolin and come play with the folks that are playing there tonight.
And are you?
I don't know. Thinking about it. Depends on how tired I am.
It will be packed.
It will be. It's going to be one heck of a party tonight. And, of course, the ball drop on right down the street at the Masonic. They got a big party going on there, plus the Doghouse. Yeah, yeah, it's amazing.
Doghouse tomorrow, last day.
Way to go,
Dig Night. Digs.
Doghouse, get there tonight and tomorrow night. Okay, because they're going to be closed for a month. Okay, so let's get to this. First of all, any news that you want to bring up about the Lions-Packers game?
No.
None?
There is no news, really. I mean, the news that I saw at the NFL today, Robert Mathis retiring after a very long career with the Colts. His last game will be this Sunday. Michael Bennett and the Seahawks reach a three-year extension, $31.5 million, and he said, I was really happy about making $16 million in the first year. I know that. I can't complain. I'm about to be 32, so get as much money as you can while you're playing. That's a lot of money to pay a 32-year-old guy.
Yeah, it is.
All right, but he's good.
Okay, so I guess we should just get into our picks then, bud.
Yeah.
Let's do it. The DMZ.
Oh, and the other thing. All three Dallas quarterbacks are expected to play in the game. Romo, Sanchez, and Prescott. First
regular season.
We're
going to have a Dierte Sanchez sighting?
We are going to, yes.
Fantastic. Okay, so before we get to the Super Bowl on Sunday night, let's get the rest of these games picked. Baltimore at Cincinnati. Well, first of all, I think you're right. I think they flexed all these games where the ones at the 1 o'clock time,
the ones at 1 o'clock don't mean anything.
They really don't mean
one.
Anything.
New England, if they win, they're the number one seed. It's the only one at 1 o'clock. The rest all means almost
all
of them.
I was very shocked. Well, let's just start with there then. Because I was very shocked to see the spread on that game as high as it was. Because Miami is a good team. Does Miami not have anything to play for?
No, they're in the playoffs no matter what.
But they can't help
seed.
Themselves?
I think they're the sixth seed. Yeah, I don't think they can.
Well, New England's favored by 9.5. That's a big fat durr circled. I assume you too?
Yeah, New England.
Baltimore at Cincy. What are you doing?
I'm taking Baltimore. Cincy's really big.
I think Baltimore is actually trying to salvage some type of pride. So I'm going with the Ravens.
Fun.
Houston at Tennessee. I'm going with Tennessee.
I'm going with Houston. Tennessee's starting who?
I'm just telling you.
Mariota's out, remember.
Okay. Doesn't matter.
Good.
There's one.
Because Houston's probably going to rest everyone because they can't move up or down.
Carolina at Tampa Bay.
Can I change it?
No,
I'm going
I'm with
Tennessee. You already picked Houston.
All right.
Carolina at Tampa.
Nothing to play for either team.
I'm going with Tampa.
I'm going with Carolina.
All right, there's two. I can't believe that this season. 10-game lead. Jacksonville at Indy. I'm going with Indy.
I'm going with Indy. Jacksonville's bad.
Chicago at Minnesota. I'm going with the Bikes.
I'm going with the Vikings.
Bump. No, really?
Yeah.
I thought you were starting a believer in the Bears there.
No.
Buffalo at the New York Jets. Wow, could this be awful?
Yeah, it could be.
This could be the worst football game in the history of football.
Sean McCoy is better. I'm taking him. I'm taking the Bills.
Yeah, I am too. Let's see. Dallas at Philly. I was surprised to see Philly is actually favored in this game.
Dallas is going to rest everyone after halftime. They're going to have
Philly.
Mark Sanchez out there for the second half. I'm taking Philly.
Cleveland at Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh's got all their backups playing, and I'm still taking
them. I am too. I'm not picking Cleveland. New Orleans at Atlanta.
Should be high
now,
scoring.
This
Atlanta,
is a 425 game, by the way.
Yes, Atlanta is the number two seed and a bye if they win this game. That's enough motivation to win.
Falcons.
Yes.
New York football Giants. At the Washington Redskins.
I really want the Giants to win.
Duh.
But they're not going to play anybody. And Washington, winning you're in unless the Packer-Lion game is a tie. Winning you're in, you win the game. Washington.
Well, Washington's favored at home by 7.5 for a reason. Arizona at the Los Angeles awful Rams.
Arizona impressed me last week, even being out of the race, going into Seattle and winning. So I will take Arizona.
The Cardinals. Oakland at Denver, baby.
Oakland is the number two seed if they win. And they win the division if they win. I'm taking Denver's defense against the backup quarterback of the Raiders.
That's the problem, is Derek Carr is out.
Yep. Matt McGloin.
I got to go with Denver.
Okay.
I can't go against that.
And here's the other thing. Kansas City at San Diego. Kansas City wins. Oakland loses. Kansas City wins the division. They go from the 5 seed to the 2 seed.
Well, you got
to
go with the Chiefs.
Kansas City. San Diego lost to Cleveland. An upset last week. So
Seattle at San Francisco. I'm going with Seattle.
Seattle's got to win to have a chance at the 2 seed.
And you're going with Seattle?
Yes.
And here we go. I told you I picked the Detroit Lions. I'm circling it right now.
I'm taking the Packers. I'm hoping they win. This is the most nervous I've been about a football game in my life because run the table, run the table, run the table. What if they lose? After all this, 5 straight wins, playing
great.
You're
going to be insufferable next week if the Packers win. Insufferable.
No, I'm not going to be insufferable if they win. I guarantee they win.
You just said you're more nervous than you've been in forever.
Still a better team.
When's the last time when they went? Remember that year that they went back-to-back games, end of the season, then wild card?
That can't happen this year unless the Redskins lose.
All right. Big Boy Sports Recap. Ready,
Mike? Big Boy.